our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Good start.
Are you all ready?
Yeah. I sound super ready.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to the Adam and Holly Are Awesome podcast.
Ah.
Holly has a cough still.
I actually was fine most of the day until the last, like, half an hour when it started to get bad. I've noticed that I'm fine, like after I take a shower and then, like, through the day. And then, like, when it gets dark outside, I can't breathe anymore. Mm-hmm. It's not cool. I'm really ready to be over this.
I wonder if there's, like, an allergen nearby or something.
It's not allergies. No, I've had allergies before, though. This isn't allergies.
This is special allergies. You've never been here this time of year.
I guess I haven't, but I didn't have any seasonal allergies last year.
Everybody has.
And also, everybody I know is sick. It's going to be a lot of coughing this week.
A lot of hacking and coughing and harumphing. And...
I'm so sorry about it. I can't. I truly can't help it. Oh, you're just faking now.
Yeah, that was fake.
You haven't been coughing for days.
No, I was coughing this morning.
Were you?
And yesterday.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. That's too bad.
Yeah, I just don't go on and on about it. Like some of us.
Laughing makes it worse. We found that out when we were watching Good Mythical Morning. Found it out last night. The laughing makes it worse.
Been watching all those Willits.
Yeah. There was a new one that wasn't very good.
The smell one?
The egg roll one.
Oh, the egg roll.
Willit
egg roll.
Just like they went straight from like delicious food to lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was that?
Yeah.
It's never going to be good. Don't eat lipstick.
And then they put like hay.
Yeah, allergens.
And cat hair.
Cat hair. Don't eat cat hair.
It's not going to, nobody's going to eat cat hair.
That's not real food.
My favorite ones are when you think it's going to be bad, but it's actually not that
like
bad.
Like it turns out being okay.
Yeah.
I like watching the early ones where their bar for whether something will is a lot higher.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, broccoli and cheese. Will it taco? No.
No.
And like, but it will though. Like if they did that again today, they should redo one of their old Willits.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that they would.
Again, yeah. With a new lens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
So I made dinner just now.
You did make dinner. I was excited about it.
We were going to order food, but then we decided that we didn't want to.
Yeah, we've spent a lot of money in the last week or so.
We've eaten at too many restaurants.
Pretty much only eaten at restaurants for
a week.
A weekish. It's too much. Guys, you got to eat less restaurants than that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but I've been sick. Like, it's hard to justify cooking when you're sick, because I feel like I'm going to, like, put my sick into the food and then just stay sick more.
That's not how it works.
You sure? Because it feels like how it would work.
I think I have a different cold than the one I started with.
Really? You think you've just got it? Are you sure you don't just have, like, later symptoms?
I think I just have a different cold. What does that mean, later symptoms?
Like, well, you have different symptoms over the course of, like, an illness, right? You don't always have the same symptoms on day one as you do on day 10 or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have this cough the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I had it some of the time, but I have it more now.
Maybe it's a different cold.
Well, I'm hoping not. Our new coworker, like, the new girl, came in today sick, but she has, like, fevers, like, chills and stuff, and I didn't have that. So if she gives us another strain...
Yeah.
I'm going to feel bad for everybody.
Tell her to stop being such a sickie.
We did send her home. We did definitely make her go home. Today was our team outing. We went bowling. So she had to miss that, which kind of sucked. Because like part of the reason we were even doing it was because we had a new person on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And so she had to miss it.
That's like when I got chicken pox over our Christmas party at first grade school.
Oh no, you had to miss your first grade Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
You still remember it? You were like six.
I'm a little hurt about it.
You still hurt?
Yeah, I really wanted to go to my Christmas party at school.
Aww.
From first grade.
You were six. You've held on to this for 32-ish years.
First grade.
How do you feel about holding on to something that long?
I did have footy pajamas, though.
What? I want footy pajamas. Mm-hmm. They sell them.
You already got your birthday present.
I did get my birthday present. I got a metal detector.
Mm-hmm. I think we talked about it.
No. We didn't talk about it?
Going to open it on the podcast, and then you forgot.
Oh, and then I didn't.
So she opened up her birthday present.
I opened up my birthday present. It was a metal detector. Mm-hmm. I believe we talked about this about 5-6 months ago where I was like, mm-hmm. all I want for Christmas is a metal detector. No one got me one, but then I got one for my birthday, and it's pretty great.
I didn't get it for you for Christmas because it was cold out.
It was cold out. It would have been useless. It's still a little too wet, honestly. Also, I have to get some 9-volt batteries
for
it.
Yeah, we'll get there. We're close, though. You don't have to look at it for 5 months.
Right, I just have to look at it for like a month.
Mm-hmm. And you could still go out and do it. It was nice today for a little bit.
It's still so soggy, though. Like, the ground is soggy.
Yeah, it was soggy. I went up to Meridian Park to get some slugmas.
Oh, yeah?
And then while I was there, I saw a Mag Cargo in Ballard, and I was like, well, I'm just going to go there.
Guess I'll go get a Mag Cargo. I wonder if there's anything good out right now. Maybe we'll have to stop the podcast go get something real great.
I'll check it online here. Hold on. There it is. Let's see. Any Snorlaces nearby?
Most of these maps got taken down, and I don't know how this one made it through.
Don't tell them about it, though.
No, but for real, like, I don't know how it made it through, because...
There's a Larvitar just south of us.
How good is it?
I don't know, it's...
How just south of us is it?
I mean, it's just south.
Hmm.
It's in Fremont.
Eh.
15 to 68%.
That's not good enough.
There's a Licky Town.
Oh, I still have Kabutos listed on my thing from when my sister was here. Mm-hmm. My sister had a heck of a time getting home.
There's a Chansey. Oh, that's a decent Chansey over in the University District.
4.13.2. That's 40, decent for
it's
you?
It's 42%.
No, that's not decent. That's awful.
Okay.
So my sister had a heck of a time trying to get home because Delta had this big problem this weekend where they, like... couldn't bring anyone anywhere. It's a real issue. And so, flights kept getting canceled and delayed, and it was a big nightmare. And I had two other people flying Delta. No, one was flying Alaska. But, like, the other person I know that was flying Delta, like, her plane was on time. Like, no cancellations,
your sister just
no delays.
Everything got fucked
up.
Yeah,
hers really
bad.
Got fucked up.
But she got home.
She did. It's true. She took the day
I
off
I had
today.
A whole day with nobody around.
What did you do today?
I played video games.
What fun and lone things did you do?
I went for a Pokemon walk. Well, I drove around a little
bit. You went for a Pokemon drive, which we only really recently started doing.
Yeah.
That wasn't really a thing before.
I didn't go far, though. I went up to Meridian Park, and then I went to the zoo to get a Mareep. There was a Mareep at the Rose Garden.
Oh, okay.
And then I went to... Woodland Park and just drove around the circle and
you should have just walked there.
Got a bunch of there's ponytails up there now.
It was such a weird combination of raining and beautiful today.
Right.
Like it was sunny, like gorgeous half the day, and the other half was just total like wind and rain.
Yeah, I wasn't outside at the squishy or I was squishy outside. I wasn't outside when it was raining.
Yeah.
But then I got that Mag Cargo down in Ballard that I saw.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the Pokemon I needed, so I was getting Slugmas so I could evolve them to Mag Cargo, but
I feel like maybe I should mute the microphone when I have to cough.
I don't know.
And they'll just be like a weird two. You press the button on the front.
The button? So there was just a blank spot.
Yep, there's just a blank spot of about 2 seconds.
When you coughed.
When I coughed.
But not all the other coughs.
Not the other one, just that one.
So maybe we should get more than one microphone so you can cough into one and I can talk into the other. And then I can edit a little bit.
Do you think
too.
That it's worth getting more than one microphone when we have one consistent listener to the podcast?
We have a lot of consistent listeners.
Do we?
You don't even know.
I don't know.
We have two
Patreons.
Because
they never tell us.
And they
yeah,
say
one
that,
of those was the consistent listener.
They say that
1%
of people who listen to podcasts do donate to it.
Oh, you think we have 100 people? You think
we
have 200
people
listening to this podcast?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Most people I know who tell me they're going to listen check out like in the first 5 minutes because we're boring.
Oh, yeah.
We're really boring. I wanted to talk to you about something that my sister and I and Anne talked about, my friend Anne talked about in, like, we went to lunch last week. And there's this lawsuit against Niantic for virtual trespassing. So they're pressing charges against Niantic for putting Pokestops on private land and encouraging people to trespass on that private land by putting the Pokestop there. They're even trying to press charges for, or sue, I don't know what it is, for having, for the virtual trespassing of the Pokemon themselves. Which, I mean, if that goes through, I think that means it's law that Pokemon are real. And I think that that's great. But also it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's not...
I don't understand it, because there's not really, like, outside of, like, cemeteries and stuff, which I get. Like, I don't think there should be Pokestops in cemeteries or any place that is, like, fenced in and not available to the public.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't understand. You don't have to go into someone's yard, like, to get the Pokemon. You just go buy it.
Well, the thing is, there's a lot of places that don't have... There's a lot of places in the country that people have a lot of property, and if there's a Pokestop in the middle of their property, you have to.
But if it's a large property and there's a Pokestop on it, they probably put it there. Like, somebody nearby had to put it there because it came from Ingress. Like, pretty much all these Pokestops came from Ingress first.
Sure. Yeah.
So, how is that even getting there in the first place? I don't know. From what I've seen, like, the majority of Pokestops are along a sidewalk. Like, they're not out of the way at all, except the ones that are in parks, which is understandable. Parks have closing hours. That's normal trespassing. Kids go through parks all the time. But, or, you know, like, again, aforementioned cemeteries and whatever, which I think it's perfectly valid to remove those.
Yeah, and you can, like, send a thing and say, hey, can you remove this Pokestop? It's on private property or somewhere we don't want it. And then they'll take it down.
And they take it down. But I think the lawsuit is from before they were doing that, or for ones that they haven't taken down. Oh. I think they could easily solve this by moving every Pokestop to not the monument itself, but a piece of sidewalk adjacent to it, which would be difficult, like, coding to do. They'd have to go into every Pokestop Well, they'd have to go into every Pokestop and move it geographically. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, that seems unnecessary.
That seems like a lot of time. There's a lot of Pokestops.
There's a lot of Pokestops. And also, you don't have to go outside of a sidewalk to get to it. Like, every Pokestop pretty much is available from a public sidewalk. So I don't understand where the trespassing comes through. My friend Anne is a lawyer, and so she said that if you're, like, encouraging trespassing, or if you know people are going to trespass as a result of what you've done, then, like, you're on the hook for it. So that's maybe what they're trying to get at here. But especially the one where they say that the Pokemon themselves as trespassers.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Like, that's super ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see where that goes, because I think that it's going to come up again, right? As we have more augmented reality games, more things where we're trying to combine technology in the real world, that's going to be a precedent, I think, for what happens later with a lot of stuff.
I agree.
You don't seem to have a lot of opinions about this.
I don't really care.
Really?
No. I mean, whatever. I mean, what are they, either they're going to get sued and they're going to get, like, charged some money because they made a lot of money from Pokemon, or they're going to be like, just take them down.
Have they made a lot of money from Pokemon?
Do you know how many people are paying for all this stuff?
Yeah, but, I mean, they had to get licensing from Nintendo.
Sure. Like,
that's gotta be... That's not cheap.
Yeah.
Right? People are paying for the stuff, but, like, they also have a lot of fees to keep up and, like, server stuff.
Well, yeah,
like,
that's cost of business.
Right, I get that, but I'm not sure that their cost of business... Like, their revenue is outweighing their cost of their business.
Right. Well, I'm sure it did right away.
You think so?
Yeah. Because everybody was playing Pokemon Go right away.
Yeah, but nobody's paying for it right away.
Well, they're paying for it now. Like, people buy incubators all the time.
People buy... yeah, that's true. People buy a lot of incubators. People buy Pokeballs. People buy expansions and stuff. I don't buy incubators. I don't really buy anything. The only thing I bought... Well, because I can't. But the only thing I really bought was, like, storage expansions.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, it's pay-to-play stuff, and there's always whales. Like, there's people who spend a ton of money on these games that don't, for no reason, no good reason.
I remember that from my Kindle support days. Just, like, people living off their retirement, spending hundreds of dollars a month on bingo slots on their
Kindle.
Yeah, well,
I mean, even more, like, there's games people pay $1,000 a month just to to be.
You're fine. Why would you stop talking?
Well, because you're like talking while I'm talking. You're interrupting me.
Okay.
Anyway, I forgot what I was saying.
You were talking about people who spend a lot of money on their games.
Yeah, they do.
Then they like the pay-to-play ones where there's a lot of games where if you pay, you can do better than someone who doesn't pay. Yeah. Like, Pokemon Go is that to some extent, but you still have to put in the work.
Yeah, or just cheat.
Well, or cheat. But you can't pay to get better, really.
Right.
You can pay to get more incubators. Like, you can pay to make the game move faster.
Right.
But you still have to do the traveling. You still have to do the fighting. And...
Like Marvel Puzzle Quest, which I just stopped playing. Today's the first day I stopped playing it.
How's it been? Have you just replaced it with some other mindless game?
Well, I was playing Magic Online.
Okay.
And Pokemon. I was outside playing Pokemon.
You went outside.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
But yeah, there's people on there that spend, like, they have a thing. It's like pay $100 to get some things, and like if you're in an alliance, you get extra points whenever anybody buys like the $100 thing. So
you want to get an alliance with rich people.
Yeah, people who spend like, and there's like. Some days I'll open it up and like three people just spend $100 from the alliance.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Who's got that kind of money? Like, I wish, well, no, because they probably don't have that kind of money, right? They're not spending extra money. They're spending money they should be using to eat. But I mean, it's their money, so they can do what they want.
But I mean, the thing is with the.
It might be more beneficial to their livelihood to eat.
But like with games like that, if you're spending $100. Like in a month, that's more than buying a game. Like you could buy a PlayStation game for $50. Well, there's also DLC and stuff.
I mean, that happens with Pokemon Go too. Like you've probably spent more than a Pokemon game, than a full game.
Yeah, that's true.
Like way more, probably.
Yeah, just over time.
I mean, I've spent that on the Pokemon Go Plus, right? Mm-hmm. I basically bought this as a game, which was worth it to me. And I haven't really spent other, like the only other money I spent was iTunes credits that I already had. Mm-hmm. So I haven't really spent money, but I can see how, like, very easily you're getting more than if you bought, like, a physical game.
Mm-hmm.
And a physical game you can resell. Like, there's something else you can do with it.
Yeah, and well, a lot of games now are just downloadable. Like, every PC game, there's no discs for PC games anymore.
That's true. Not really.
You can't resell those.
You can buy a disc, and then it just downloads it from Steam instead.
Yeah. Like, when we bought Skyrim, we're like, I'm going to go pick it up. And then, I could have just got it on Steam.
Yeah, if we'd known, we would not have camped out. Because we didn't get any of, like, the extra special edition or anything.
I got a map, though.
Yeah, that's true. The map is cool. The map. We don't know the maps up.
I just got to the Mabimbam of November 14th, 2011.
Yeah.
Which was 3 days after Skyrim came out.
Is that why you're playing Skyrim today?
Yeah.
Yeah? How was it? I took a brief nap, and I think one of the voices from your Skyrim game made it into my dream while I was napping. That was cool.
Yeah. I just picked it up again because it's fun.
I also had a dream that, like, in the dream, because everyone wants to hear about your dreams. That's a real thing. I was walking along a snowy sidewalk, and there was, like, you know how, like, in wintertime, like, I would say mostly wintertime, they'll have, like, horse carriage rides where you can, like, get a nice, cute carriage ride. Well, this was one that was, like, a train instead, and if it sees you, it tries to run into you, and that until you, like, spin a wheel or something, but... So it tried to kill me, really, is what I'm getting
at. So that's like something from the Dark Tower, something from Lost.
Yeah, something like that.
A little bit of Snowpiercer in there.
Yeah, I don't know. It was kind of horrifying.
Okay.
But I didn't
die. I'm tired. Do you have a snack?
I do have a snack. Let me go get a snack.
Will it wake me up?
No.
Should I eat a Stron gummy?
No, that is not an
I do have to work tomorrow morning.
You do have to work.
I think there's laundry on the bed, too. Hey everybody, we're doing a podcast. I wasn't prepared.
You knew we were having a podcast.
I forgot what day it was.
So I saw someone eating these on a video on the internet. Huh?
Tell me it.
I was prefacing it.
Tell me it.
I saw someone eating these on a video on the internet, but I didn't finish out the video to see if they liked them. So these are Reese's Peanut Butter Cuffs stuffed with Reese's Pieces.
Reese Cup.
Have you had these?
No. I like Reese Cups, though.
It's got Reese's Pieces in it.
I like Reese Pieces, too.
No, stop. Why would I do this to myself?
I like Reese Cups.
You say them wrong. That's not how you say it. All right, on the surface,
it looks like a
a regular Reese's cup. Although if you look at it, you can see there's a bit of a bumpiness that's not usually there. Yeah, usually it's pretty smooth on top. I'm gonna eat a little bite of it.
I just ground up Reese's pieces and put it inside.
Oh yeah, it's just like a little bit sweeter.
Uh huh. Okay.
All right. It's not full. The picture on the front really makes you think it's gonna be full on Reese's, like Reese's pieces. But I should have known that it wouldn't be because full-on Reese's pieces don't fit in a Reese's cup.
Yeah, I'm into it. It tastes like a Reese's cup, but with some candy bits.
I think the filling in a Reese's pieces is usually sweeter than a Reese's cup.
Yeah, okay.
Is there anything going on that you want to talk about? Anything you did?
Are you allowed to talk about the thing you're doing now that it's official?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to India.
I tried to talk about it last week, but then you made me cut it out.
Yeah, I made you cut it out just in case, but I'm going to India in May for like 7 or 8 days.
Right after my birthday.
A lot of that is going to be spent traveling. I just got my passport today. I'm still afraid that this is going to fall through somehow. Mm-hmm. You know how things fall through for me. I was told that it's official, so.
I found that there was a, Card Kingdom, who I work for, is looking for content creators for like to do a blog or whatever on the website. So I volunteered to do that. I'm not very good at any of that stuff, but I thought I'd volunteer if they needed me. I had an idea, and I submitted some of my blog posts that I thought were pretty good from whenever.
They probably. I'd be surprised if they'd want to republish your existing blog content, though.
No, just as a sample.
Oh, just like an idea of, this is how I write. Mm-hmm. Take it or leave it.
Yeah. So if they want me to do something, I'll do it. But I want to do, like, alternative formats and stuff like that, because that's what I like.
Yeah, you like making up your own thing. I think that's really cool. Like, it's a different way to bend the game than a lot of other people do. Mm-hmm. Like, your typical bending the game is, like, deck brewing or... Mostly deck brewing, right? But creating new formats is like an entirely different challenge.
Yeah.
And I think that's really cool.
Yeah, and it's just, it's cool. I like, there's a lot of different formats and a lot of formats that don't exist yet that I could make.
Mm-hmm. Do you think
that... it's good for just like a game designer brain.
Right. Whatever happened to the Frontier format? Did it die?
Yeah, no, nothing ever happened.
Oh, that's too bad. It seemed really cool.
Yeah, I think that... Wizards will do it at some point, but not yet. They're not ready for it. Modern's not old enough yet to be a new Frontier. Like, I think that the starting point for it was set up the same way that the Modern starting point was by the people who made it, because the card frames changed again in M15.
Yeah,
and they said, this is where we're going to do it, because this is where the card frames changed again.
But that's not why the original one was set there, right? Not entirely.
They picked an arbitrary point.
Really? That was it?
They're like, this is where the card frames change. This is the new style of Magic. Mm-hmm. This is what we're doing. But some people are like, well, card frame changed again. We'll make Frontier. So I think there's going to be a different starting point after... Because they reprinted... Concept Arc here was the second set that came out after the new Borders. And it has all the fetch lands in it. But fetch lands cause a bad environment, especially if it's a small pool of cards, because it... lets you play any color. Like, it lets you play all the best cards in every color. It's like there's no point in having colors
that do different things. Can just do all of them.
Yeah.
So you think they'll set it at a point after fetch lands stop? Because they've said they're not going to make fetch lands again, right? Or there's a strong feeling that they're not going to do it again?
I don't think they're going to put them in standard again, because it made standard way too expensive.
It imbalances everything and makes
Because every deck is just all the best cards that are the most expensive cards.
Yeah. I can see that. Do you think they'll ever do another longer-term rolling format like Extended?
They tried Extended and it didn't work.
Yeah.
So they stopped it.
You don't think they'll ever do anything that's even longer than... I don't think there's going
to be a bigger rolling format. I think Standard is the rolling format, and they change it from 18 months to 2 years.
That's true, Standard has kind of become pseudo-Extended at this point because it's so long. Yeah,
Extended was 6 years.
Yeah, but even then, like, that's too long, clearly, but... Mm-hmm. But 2 years is a really long time. So I think it'd be hard to make something rolling even
longer.
It's
four blocks. I mean, it was 2 years before.
Right.
But it was two blocks.
Right.
And then two core sets.
It wasn't enough cards.
Yeah. Well,
got boring.
Well, it was the same amount of cards.
Really?
Yeah. because they do, well, I guess it was...
It wasn't enough variety, I guess.
Sure. It was every expansion had two small expansions after it, or
sometimes
they had
two
big ones and one, but...
Like a small one.
Yeah, a lot, like every other year there'd be two big sets and a small set.
Mm-hmm.
But
now it's just a big and a small.
Yeah, big, small, big, small, big, small, instead of big, small, big...
Big,
corset,
small,
big,
small,
small,
small.
Yeah. So it was three sets, a three-set block, and then a corset, which is just simpler.
I already miss corsets. Corsets were made for me as a player, as someone who's not necessarily an experienced player but still wants to play.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, corsets are really approachable because I feel like I understand everything in them, and I understand what to do with it, and I feel like I can... reasonably experiment with making a limited deck without like feeling like I'm an idiot for not getting everything right, because it's really the interactions are easy. But I can see for more experienced players, which is like the majority of who Magic is targeting at any given point, it's boring and doesn't do anything, bring anything new to the table.
And that's some of the feedback I got about Smash Cube as well.
Really?
Yeah. The because a lot of the packs are simple, like
they're boring,
but
I guess, I like them because I'm a new-ish... I mean, I'm not a new player, but I'm a novice player.
Yeah, well, I mean, and I like that kind of... I like that style of Magic, too. I don't like playing with super-powered cards. I'd rather play with lower-powered cards that are just more
fun.
More interesting interactions instead of just like, oh, I just win, you know?
I think that the important thing is you have to market your Smash Cube as for fun rather than competitive.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Because it can't
it's
be...
super casual.
It's not fun. Competitive at all.
There's no competitiveness in it. It's...
But I can see, like, that was part of the feedback, right, of, like, getting bombs and stuff in there. Like, they want the cards to be better.
Well, they want some cards to be better.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want every card to be a bomb, but I want to have at least one bomb card in each pack.
Yeah.
So you get four of them in a 60-card deck.
I don't feel like you should have to force them in there, though.
Well, I know. There's some that have synergies that you don't need a bomb.
Yeah.
But
like, you've made all of these packs already. Clearly, you made them in a way you thought was balanced and nice and fun. And I think to try to force a bomb in there might
suck. Well, not necessarily in the ones that are already made. But in new ones, it's just a new framework to make it work a little better.
Yeah, okay.
When I'm making them, so.
What other feedback did you get?
The feedback I got was make the packs more homogenous, so... they have a little bit of everything in them instead of just one thing. But
that's
I don't like that.
That's not the point of it.
Right, but I think I'm going to try and do the drafting a little differently. Instead of just grabbing three packs and picking two of them to play with, we just lay them all out and then you just pick the one you want.
All of them?
Yeah.
It's got to be a subset.
Or a subset. Yeah, I mean, all of them right now.
Even then, though, like, if you start... like, if you get into a four-person game, that's a lot of packs on the table at once.
Well, yeah, that's like a Rochester draft. That's how they do it.
What might be a good idea if you're doing that is to you not play or at least be taking notes on which ones get picked every time.
Oh, sure.
And which ones never get picked.
Right. Oh, I've been keeping those notes.
Have you?
Yeah. And I've been taking out the ones that don't get picked, but...
like,
but
there's probably a reason they're not getting picked.
Right.
It's that they're boring and no one wants to play them.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going to be doing. The next test is going to have... four people who aren't me picking them and making and you know.
Do you have four people who want to play it?
Sure. Yeah. Well, really? We have cube. There's a cube league on Sunday nights at Card Kingdom. It just started 2 weeks ago, and I got in on the second week.
That's awesome.
And there was like 20 people there, so
that's cool. So, still get people to play.
Yeah, I played with like three different people.
That's fun.
On Sunday, so Sunday nights is going to be my cube league.
I like it.
But yeah, so that's a game developing 5 minutes or whatever. That's all I talk about.
Though I like hearing it because you're passionate about this stuff and I like it. You don't have any formal training, but that doesn't mean you don't have good ideas.
Yeah. I do have good ideas.
I know that you do. I was gonna ask you a question about Magic about I was gonna mention the Planeswalkers.
Yeah,
so that they finally got the feedback that the core Planeswalkers were showing up too much, and they're like, we can't action that any reasonable amount of time.
Sure, it takes a couple years.
Right, but they said that when they got that feedback, it was like 2 years ago, and now they're going to be able to put it into the set. I think it's the set after Amonkhet.
Yeah, Hour of Devastation.
Yeah, they said they can finally
pull back the
because the Gatewatch is in every fucking set, and it's boring, and nobody wants that.
Well, they can go on like their own adventures, you know?
Yeah, that's fine, but I want to see another Planeswalker ever.
Yeah,
like
I think Hour of Devastation is going to split up the Gatewatch pretty hard. Somebody's going to die.
Somebody is going to die. I don't know who's going to die. Yeah. I think it might be a Johnny. I think it's gonna be a Johnny.
Everybody
or
wants it to be a Johnny. I think
it's Nyssa. I don't want it to be a Johnny.
I think Nyssa dies because she's boring.
Nyssa is really boring. She's really boring.
Like, she hasn't done anything.
I think her death... which one is it? Chandra and Liliana that's a couple, or is it Nyssa?
Nyssa and Chandra.
Oh, I hope I don't kill Nyssa then.
Why? She's so boring.
I know, but it's a trope that anytime there's...
Well, like, then make her more interesting.
I get it, but anytime there's a gay character, they die. Okay. Like, especially in if they're the only character in a show or whatever, or the first one to come out is gay, they die. Like, that's standard. And it happens. It's called Bury Your Gaze.
Okay.
It happens all of the time. So I'm hoping they don't do that.
I just don't want her to be so boring.
I agree that I don't want her to be so boring either, but I don't want her to die. I think Gideon's kind of boring. He could die easily.
I like Gideon.
Really? You like Gideon?
I like him. He's like, I'm the boss. And Jace is like, you're not really the boss. And
I want Jace to die. He won't because he's the face of magic, but I really want Jace to die.
Yeah, I like Gideon a lot. Like, he has some really good moments. Like, his thing is that he's indestructible.
Yeah.
So, like...
So it would be even more impactful if he died.
No, but... yeah, fine. But... they did the thing, like, on Misfits when... what's his name? When the immortal
spoiler.
Guy...
Spoiler!
Yeah, whatever.
Spoiler for the first season of the show that came out, like 8 years ago.
Yeah, it's the bonus episode of the first season with the magician.
Vegas one? That was a bonus episode?
Yeah. Well, it was like this the last episode of the season, and it didn't match up with any of the other ones.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
With the milk magician. When he couldn't die, but he got all like drowned or whatever.
Yeah.
And he couldn't work. So Obnixilus fought against Gideon and like pushed his face in the mud, and he was in bad shape. Because if you can't breathe, you can't do anything.
Your body doesn't do too much, but he can't die.
But yeah, he got out of it. But one of the good things is they were fighting against like Gear Hulks, giant robot things. And Gideon's solution to beating it was to throw himself into the gears to break it. Because
he's indestructible.
And that was pretty awesome.
That was actually awesome.
That was a great moment for him. So he just jumped into it and all busted up. Threw himself as a monkey wrench in the machine.
I like it. That's a good idea. You mean a spanner?
If you're English.
Or Dan texted me last night or the night before and said that he really likes trainers as a British word.
Yeah.
I like jumper. What's your favorite British word? Like, what's your favorite British word that...
The loo.
That we have some... You like loo?
Yeah.
As like a thing?
Yeah, it's the loo.
They say toilet a lot, though. I know that they do, because I've heard it on movies.
Toilet.
I've heard them say the toilet, like the disabled toilet.
The
like,
disabled.
You can't go in the disableds.
Disabled.
I think the British have a lot of really good words.
Mm-hmm. The boot.
That we don't have.
The boot of a car.
Or a lorry.
Yeah, lorry.
That's a good one. That's way cooler than like truck. Uh-huh. So we say truck, and that's a dumb word. And you should say lorry instead.
The Scottish like to call people cunts.
Wow. Throwing that one out.
Yeah, that's what they say.
So someone at work today was telling us about how she had a really bad experience on a flight once. And she said a swear word to the, like, under her breath to the person who was helping her. She's like, it's one I don't think I've ever said again. And I'm like, it's definitely cunt. Like, there's no way it's not cunt. She's like, it was such a bad word.
It's such
like,
a bad word.
I was like, okay, but
it's
I
so
that,
bad.
I say that under my breath like four times a day. So
I just say it in a Scottish accent. It's fine.
Yeah, you say cunt, it's okay.
They say it like 30 times in Trainspotting.
You gotta put more of a in there.
Cunt.
Another plug for Trainspotting too. Go see it.
Oh, yeah. It's been a couple weeks.
Really good movie.
We didn't see Get Out yet.
Haven't seen Get Out yet. It is still in theaters.
Did you go with your sister to see that other movie?
No, we didn't go to see a movie.
Oh, I thought you were going to.
We were, and then we took a nap instead. I don't really remember what we did instead. We hunted Pokemon. I don't know. We did some candy kits this weekend. That was fun.
Much rest of Fargo and Legion.
Oh, yeah, Legion. We finished Legion. We also watched season 2 of Chewing Gum. Another show that I highly recommend. Oh, it's so good. If you're not accustomed to British accents, though, you probably want to watch that one with subtitles on.
I saw a little bit of it, but it was good.
It's a good show, right? Have you seen the first season? Did I make you watch the first season?
I've seen bits and pieces of it while you were watching.
Yeah, you should watch it.
Yeah, it seems like fun.
It's really fun. All right.
Are we done?
Do we have anything else to say?
Did you have a snack?
We ate a snack already.
Oh, we had a Reese.
It was a peanut butter cup.
We had a Reese cup.
Why? You just said it. You just asked me so you could say the word wrong again.
What word?
Reese's.
Reese cup.
It's on the pack. Reese apostrophe S.
So he owns it?
Yes.
You don't even know him.
I don't know. It could be a her.
Is that a girl's name?
Reese Witherspoon, brah.
Oh, jeez, it is. I'm sorry, Reese Witherspoon, if I ate your cup.
Do you think that she owns all of peanut butter cups in the United States?
Mm-hmm. If I ever see her, I'll give her one.
We should write a song. Why haven't we written a song lately?
I don't know. Give me a guitar.
Oh, it's probably too late. I just realized.
It's
10:21 p.m.
And I have to go to bed.
Ugh.
I got work in the morning.
I actually have to go work some more after this.
I hope Grace showed up today for the day she took for me for work.
Oh, I hope so too. I'm sure she did. Yeah, she seems reliable.
And she sent an email to the thing, so. Yeah, so I get to work for her on Saturday.
Saturday, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm going to do Saturday. Maybe since you're working, I'll go hang out with somebody.
Okay.
I have like a friend I can go hang out with. You guys want to know our week plans? That's all we ever talk about on this podcast.
I try and talk about magic cards.
I talked about Pokemon Go.
Mm-hmm. This is
a diverse podcast, you guys.
Doctor Who starts up in like a week.
I know. I don't know how to feel about it.
We didn't even watch the Christmas special yet.
Oh, God, we forgot, didn't we?
We're just over it, I think.
I don't want to be... I just really need... I need a new showrunner. I want the same doctor under a different showrunner, but he's leaving, mm-hmm. So I don't know where it's going to go from there, but I'm just...
Remember...
I'll watch through this season to understand the plot and, like, have background for that. There's at least a new companion.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is, but... I don't want to know.
Some girl.
Is it a girl?
I think so.
We don't know. I want it to be a boy, but it won't be.
Captain Jack.
I want it to be a girl doctor and a boy companion that don't fall in love with each other, like every other companion and doctor have.
Like Donna?
Yeah, Donna was great because she didn't fall in love with him. Every other companion.
I hated her at first, but now she's one of my favorites.
Yeah, I did too. Well, we've talked about this before, that like we thought we hated Donna, but then we go back through all our episodes and we're like, oh, we like that one.
Yeah, they're all really good.
That's a good episode.
Yeah.
Yeah,
all of her episodes
great.
Are really good, and she's good, too.
She's her own person without having to be the doctor's companion and nothing else. Like,
She's
not in love with him. Like, she could take him or leave him, honestly.
She's like, all right, I'll go with you.
Yeah. But then he, like, really fucks her over and gets her dead or something.
Yeah, something bad happens.
Yeah, I don't really remember.
Spoilers from 2009, I guess.
Go watch Doctor Who.
Yeah, that Turn Left episode was really good, though.
Which one?
Turn Left.
I don't remember.
The one
is that with the memory that loops? Over and over again, or is that a different...
If she turns right, something happens. If she turns left, a different thing happens, and she's supposed to turn left.
Oh, then she turns right.
We should watch it again.
We should watch it again. You should go to bed,
though. Do I have season 4 on DVD?
I don't know.
Have two... No.
I don't think we have any Donna seasons.
Yeah,
we have 4.
We have 4?
We have 1, 3, and 4.
Yeah, 2 is the one we're missing.
Yeah, we don't have 2.
I like 2. 2 is a good season.
Yeah, I kind of don't need anything after 4.
Yeah. After the...
Matt Smith's awful, so...
After
we can
the 10th Doctor, we can...
Suck an egg.
Ooh-wee.
All right,
we're gonna go.
All right.
We put out some harsh opinions.
Maybe we'll do a middle-of-the-week podcast song.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the pod.